Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. I'm filling in for Joe Peretta, who's away on vacation. And Joe will be back here with you guys next month. And guess what? I'll be back here, too. I'm going to be the guest for the month of July. So we'll see you back here next month together. And I'm happy to be back on the air with all of you this evening. We've got a great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick announcements. There's less than 1 week left before we select our winners for the Summer Solstice Raffle, and the mediums who will be participating in this raffle are Dustin Livers, John Holland, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nohavik, and Maurice Israel. So be sure to get your tickets now for a chance to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. We also have another winter grief retreat scheduled for January 2023 from the 13th to the 15th in beautiful sunny Florida. As featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators, all coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. You'll spend the weekend with mediums Laura Lynn Jackson, Bobby Allison, Amy Utzman, and Maurice Israel. So be sure to check out all the details at our website and sign up for this early. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, on Mediums and Messages, we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. And we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray. And Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she is also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. She's the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and also Last Wishes. She has a new book that we'll be talking about actually tonight called There's a Man Standing Next to You. And we're always happy to have her back with us. Hi, Eliza. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Doreen. Hi, everyone.
It's so great to have you back again. How have you been? Everything good?
I'm doing great. I just got married a month ago, so this is a big step.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing really well. I'm excited for you because you have a new book out. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, the book is titled There's a Man Standing Next to You, because when I hear my father, who's on the other side, connect mm-hmm. with me, it's pretty much what he says is, there's a man standing next to you. I hear it all the time. He's been gone since 1977 from here. And so I decided to write a book of my journey of when I was a little girl to the present time. of how I connected with spirit, how I was afraid, what we went through when I was 18 years old when my brother and father were missing, and then we found that they were deceased. So it's a story of basically me and my family.
Right.
And then at the end, I give some information for others on when you have a reading. These are some recommendations that I found be helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's good. And people need to know that, that they can actually, you know, create those connections on their own. I've always believed that. I've always felt that, you know, most people have a way of connecting with their own loved ones because it's the same energy. You know, it's the same energy that they had when they were living. So there's kind of this recognition almost. So this new book then was born out of that tragedy that happened with your father and your brother.
Pretty much, yes. My mother, who's been on the other side for a couple, like 22 years maybe, something like that, she had a diary of all kinds of information about this incident when I was 18 that I never knew until after she passed, and she has a huge box. And so I put some of her writings in of some of the things that she was going through emotionally and physically and things I didn't even know. So it was very therapeutic as well as painful to write it. But I got it out, and it's on Amazon, and it's both Kindle as well as paperback. And
oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I would love some more feedback on it. So.
Okay, so we'll make sure we get word out there. So for those of you who are listening and you'd like to order Eliza's book, the title is There's a Man Standing Next to You, and it is available on Amazon and on Kindle. So that's cool. And we'll keep track of that. You know, next time you come on the show, you can tell us a little bit more about what kind of feedback you're getting, you know, from that. And you've been also doing something with music and guided meditations as well, right?
Yeah.
So what's happening? So, what's happening with that?
Well, a lot of it's in my head, but I think I think you know, I'm a trained musician from the time I was a little girl. I studied music before I studied occupational therapy, before I became a certified medium. So I've always wanted to do something with my music for everyone instead of just performing. And at the last grief retreat, I wrote a meditation song, and then I had a meditation in the background of me speaking, and it just happened that my daughter's boyfriend graduated from Berklee School of Music in recording of music, so he was able to take what I recorded on my dinky little phone and then make it more professional. And so everyone that came to the grief retreat had received a copy of that, and I performed it, and it was great. It was a great
that is
experience.
Awesome. You know what's so amazing about this is so many of our colleagues, so many people who are mediums, psychics, healers, so many of them are all into music, or have, you know, I am as well. I have a band. I'm a vocalist. And you know, I know a lot of people that play piano, or they're, you know, musicians, or they're singers, or but a lot of people in these fields seem to have that connection, and that's I think that's kind of a beautiful thing. So now, are you making guided meditations that people can actually purchase, or you haven't gotten up to that yet?
Well, I haven't gotten up to that yet. My goal is by the end of the summer to have about two more, and they're about 5 to 15 minutes long. They will be on my website, and they will be available for purchase. But I will definitely have my music. I've been composing music since I was like 7 or 8 years old. And so I hear it in my head randomly in my dreams and that kind of thing. And so I kind of feel like the connection with music and the connection with those on the other side is very similar, because I don't know where this music comes from that I'm hearing, but obviously it's from some magical place that I really appreciate that it's coming to me, as well as other people that have these abilities. So I think there's some very close tied relationship there.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. And we wish you all the best with that. Make sure you get that stuff up on your website. And for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray, and be sure to check out Eliza's website at www.elizaray.com. So, are you ready to take a few calls?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get to the phone lines now. We will try to get to as many calls tonight as we possibly can. I know our phone lines load up like crazy. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to Spirit, we do like to hear your voice, because that always helps us to facilitate a connection with Spirit. So once I get your first name, I'll ask you if you would like to have a quick mini reading, or if you have a question for us instead, we'll be happy to take your questions. And with that, let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Charles calling in from New York. Charles, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening.
Hi, Charles. Doreen.
Good evening, Eliza.
Good
How
evening. Welcome to the show. Now, did you have a question?
Thank you.
Would you like to have a little
I have a
reading?
Question. I do have a question. I'm scheduled to have a heart procedure next month, and it has to do with ablating the nerve fibers to some of the receptors on the heart to help cure atrial fibrillation. And I was wondering if you can get anything on what is in store for me.
Okay. Eliza, do you want to address this first? I can also jump in here if you want.
Well, we'll see what we both come up with. How's that?
Okay.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
I'm happy to be with you. I'm very, I guess I could say, the word is, I tell you that these are opportunities and I'm giving you advice, but I think for me to look into the future, that's not really something that I do as a forte. It's more just like connecting with someone else that has passed. Has your father passed? Has he crossed over?
Yes, he has.
Okay, because I'm picking up that there's some kind of correlation with similarities with maybe your father's his heart, your heart, or maybe that side of the family. Is there some
yes,
connection
that's
with
right.
that? Okay.
Yes.
So I feel like he's telling me, just trust the doctors. I'm hearing that loud and clear for you. Trust the
okay.
doctors. And the fear that you have, which I'm really picking up on very strongly, is something that needs to be dealt with in more like meditation and doing some calming uh-huh. activities and all that. Do that maybe, you know, before you go into the hospital, maybe even start it this evening or tomorrow morning, because that's going to help uh-huh. everything, as well as if you do any kind of prayer or any kind of white light coming to that area of your body, let that filter in during your meditations. I think that will help you just feel a little more at ease with this. I know that I heard it's a new technique. Is that correct?
I don't know how long it's been around. It's not brand new, but it's been around a while.
Okay, because I feel like this is something that is long overdue, and I heard that loud and clear. So trust the doctors.
Yes, I think that you've hit it right on the head. In general, I won't digress too much, but I'm going through this with the aim of trust, the trust. This is sort of like almost coincidental, but trust in myself, in my judgment, and with anxiety. And it's the key is trust to both of these situations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
if
any
I can add something in here,
scary,
also,
of course.
Yeah, Charles, I'm picking up on that. You have really good doctors. I just feel like you have good people around you. You've got really good people taking care of you. I'm also getting a really strong sense that they've done this many, many times. So this is not, you know, anything new for, you know, the physician or the surgeon that you have. I just feel like they're really going to take good care of you. And the only other thing I pick up on a little bit is, after you have these procedures, to just give yourself maybe a little extra time to just get through your healing process. Like if they say to you, well, you know, 1 to 2 weeks, you'll be on your feet again. You know, you'll be back on your feet, back to kind of normal activities. Think more like 2 to 3 weeks. You know, it might take a little bit longer. And I think you're going to be just fine through this. But my sense of it is that, just pamper yourself a little bit. I just feel like as you're going through your healing process, take your time. There's no rush, okay?
I was so pleased to get through tonight.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, good.
it was about a moment before I dialed in, and it was almost as though I had connected with the universe, and the universe facilitated it, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
yeah.
So I wasn't surprised,
there might be somebody
really
on the other side helping out with that, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And Anything else you want to add, Eliza?
Of course. I am picking up on dietary changes are, like, prominent. And if you haven't done that, I'm hearing that this is what the advice is coming from. Were you close to one of your grandmothers? Because there's a grandmother image.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she's just saying,
maternal grandmother,
please just, you know, really look at your diet and you're going to feel better, you know?
Okay. I'll be glad to look at that. And I just want to add one thing, and I don't want to take too much of the time
course,
in the program,
no
but I also have a connection with music, and I do meditations in the morning with music interspersed. And I was told that I once was a healer back in ancient Greece in the Epidaurus, in the amphitheater at Epidaurus, where they used little instruments. I was the healer. And I think that these little instruments, triangular shaped, have been lost to contemporary life. But perhaps all of this has to do with heal yourself, you know, physician, heal yourself in this lifetime to experience it as opposed to being the facilitator of healing for other people. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think your knowledge is very helpful, but I also feel like you were sharing a lot of your information in your lifetime to others. Now it's time to give to Charles.
That's so true. Thank you for that.
Of course.
And, you know, you should tap into that music. Tap into that music,
yes,
Charles, as much as you can, because music all by itself is so healing, you know, in so many ways.
Absolutely.
For us. So absolutely do that. You could do it with your meditations,
yeah,
clearly, but you can also do that at any time, you know, and just kind of, it's,
yes,
it kind of quiets the soul. It stills your mind a little bit. It calms us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a wonderful tool to be able to use that as well. But I think you're going to do okay with this. And we wish you the best of luck with this.
Yeah.
And
Thank you.
A smile on your face through it. You'll get through it.
And
okay?
You were right about the physician, too. He said, I've done this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I was getting that really strong. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing, and I do think you can trust him. So
yes,
that's wonderful.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So well,
thanks for calling into the show.
Okay. Be safe and be well.
Hi, Charles. You
Alrighty.
Too.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, let's get to our next caller. We've got a lot of people here on hold. We've got Peggy calling in from Pennsylvania. Peggy, are you with us?
I am. Good evening.
Hi, Peggy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like
how
to
are
have
you?
A mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I kind of have a question, but I want to have a mini reading as well. My daughter.
I think we can fit
twins.
It in both. What's your question?
Okay, so my daughter recently had twins, and one is okay and one is not. And I just want to know, are you getting anything on him and my daughter? My daughter had a really hard delivery, and I just want to know if they're both going to be okay.
Okay, you take this, Eliza. I'll jump in if we need to.
Were they born significantly early, Peggy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a month
picking
early.
That up. Yeah, okay. And that is pretty significant for gestation. It just happens that I'm also an occupational therapist who has worked with premature babies, and so it's very interesting that you would call in. What I'm picking up on is, are they together? Are they able to touch each other right now?
No, no. One went home with my daughter, and one is in a NICU.
Okay. And that, I think the one that's in the NICU is really wanting, like, I feel like they need skin to skin, if you know what I'm talking about. But
right.
I feel like this little one is just wanting, he's missing his sibling, or is a boy, I'm assuming, right?
He's a boy and she's a girl.
Okay. And I just feel like I'm not picking up on anything negative around, except for the fact that he really misses that that feeling, that closeness. So as much of swaddling and cuddling will help this little one. Maybe even like the heart rate, you know, those heart rates. I'm hearing he just needs a little more TLC for some reason. Your daughter, this is kind of a surprise for her. She really was doing okay, and then boom. So she's going through a bit of anxiety, stress. So to help her calm down is going to be helpful too. I hear that loud and clear. Was she close to one of her grandfathers?
No, she was close to my husband, who's also passed.
Passed. Okay, because I'm feeling there's a man on the other side. He's calling himself Grandpa. So so that makes total sense. Yeah, and he's just saying, just know that we are with you. Know that we are with these babies, and we are with you. She's really afraid, and I think if she knows that she's getting some intervention and some help from those on the other side, including her dad or papa, I feel like that's going to be helpful for her too. Are you able to see her and be with her? Because I feel like that just these people just need hugs, lots of hugs.
No, I can't be with her right now, and that's okay. Making it even harder. And they won't let me in the hospital because I'm COVID. Just a grandmother.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you send them loving hugs through your, you know, you just
so,
send them in
Doreen,
your heart.
Are you getting anything?
So the only thing I'd like to add, Peggy, did anybody mention to your daughter that there's a possibility that they might be moving the baby to a different facility?
No.
That there might, or bringing, I'm feeling like some other treatment from a different facility. It's either bringing in a specialist for something or, you know, moving the baby somewhere else, like something else that they might be, just watch for that over the next maybe 2 to 3 days, where they might be wanting to try some other type of treatment or some other type of doctor or something like that. I don't think this little one is out of the woods yet, but I think you should have faith, and I think you should, you know, just kind of be there as best as you can for your daughter. I know you can't be with her physically, but, you know, do what you can with that. If you have video phone, if you have, you know, however you can make that happen, because I feel like right now she does need that support as well. And don't forget, we get a lot of support from our loved ones on the other side. I mean, they know what's happening here. You know, they see us, they
right.
hear us. They know everything that's taking place in the physical realm. So they kind of know what we're going through, especially if it's a lot of stress or grief or anything like that. So they do try to be here for us. You might want to try to do a little bit of a meditation, if you can, and just try to tune into your loved ones and ask them for assistance, ask them for protection. And sometimes I think they do that. They do their best, you know, to interact with us in any way we can, not only for the baby, but also for your daughter, because it's, you know, must be a very difficult time for her right now. Did you want to add anything else,
yes,
Eliza?
Well, I often will, I say it prayers, but some people call it just loving thoughts. So I will keep this little baby. What is the baby's first name?
Gianni.
Gianni. Okay. I will keep Gianni in my loving thoughts for the next week or so. And some that helps too, I find, that having the positive loving thoughts coming towards the energetic field of the child is very helpful. Whose mom is on the other side? Mom. I keep hearing mom.
My mom is there, and my husband's
yep.
mom is there.
Your husband.
But
okay. This is your mom.
My mom is there.
Mom. And she's like literally like coming in like, mom, I'm here. Mom, don't forget about me. I'm here to help you. So just know that your mom is intervening too. It will all be okay, my dear.
Will it?
I just heard that. Yeah, it will all be okay. I heard her say that in a mom-like way. So, yes.
Okay. And my husband is with my daughter?
He's with... I think a lot of people. It isn't just with the daughter, but I feel like he's sending hugs from heaven. And I know we heard that commercial, but it sounds like a cliche, but I really do feel that's what he just told me, hugs from heaven. Seeing if he has anything else. Do you also have a son?
Do I have a son? No.
Yeah. Okay. A son-in-law, because he's just saying there's a son that needs some help too. So, okay.
My son-in-law, because my son-in-law is trying to run back and forth between my daughter and the hospital, and he's it's a lot on him.
Yeah.
Because my daughter cannot get out of bed. She had a really hard delivery.
Yes, I understand.
All right, Peggy, so, we're going to keep you in our prayers.
Absolutely.
The best.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And give your daughter that message from us that we're keeping her in our prayers and also the baby. And have faith, you know, prayers really do work. You know, and you've got so many people on the other side who are pulling for you, who love you, and who are around both you, your daughter, your son-in-law, all of you, you know, so keep that in mind as well. And always ask them for whatever help they can give, because they do try to help us. I believe that they do.
I will.
All righty, Peggy. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Our best to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome, Peggy. All the best.
Take care. All righty. Let's get to our next caller. We have Jennifer calling in from Tennessee. Are you with us, Jennifer?
Yes. I'm glad to be here.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Try to speak up just a little bit so we can hear your voice. And would you like a mini reading or do you have a question?
Yes, I would love a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Jennifer. Did anyone call you?
How are
Jen?
You?
Hi, I'm great.
Yes.
Did anyone ever call you Jen on the other side?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's coming in really strongly. And this person has a great sense of humor.
yes.
Funny. And loves you dearly. I keep hearing all these things. Have you had a vision or a dream of this person? Because he's just is a male I'm picking up on for some reason.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Has it been recent? Because he's just saying,
it
I'm
has,
there for
yes.
you. I'm
Less
there
than
for
a year.
You. Okay, wow. That's
no.
not a very long time. Okay.
No.
He said, you've done everything right, honey. You've done everything right. I'm getting chills when he said that.
Yeah.
It's been hard. It's been so hard because you're just like, did I do it right? Is this what he wanted? That kind of thing. And he's giving you that affirmation and that positive energy that, yes, you've done everything right. So feel good about that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Of course. He said that you've needed to hear that.
Yes, my 30th birthday is tomorrow.
Oh,
so
happy birthday early.
It, yeah.
Oh, are
thank
you going to do something
you.
Fun? I see there's fun times around the corner.
Yes, yes. I'm actually pregnant with my first, too.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Fun times around the corner. And that's one reason why you're emotional. Is this your daddy?
It's my brother.
Brother. Okay. Because I feel like was he older than you or just acted older? I'm just seeing some energy that he sort of helped you grow up kind of thing.
Yes, he did, and I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was very motherly to him, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
you know, he's just saying, I'm doing okay, and he has a pause. I'm doing okay, just like that. Take care of mom, he says. Take care of mom. Now, I don't know if he's talking about you as the mom or if you're direct mom, but I just heard take care of mom.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Take care of mom. Do you know if you're having a little boy or a girl?
It's a boy. Yes.
Mhm.
Okay. Because he's saying,
yes,
this will change your life forever, obviously. I think some of us, I don't know about you, Doreen, but I'm a parent, and it does change your life forever.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And, you know, it's so interesting, Jennifer, that you were able to get through, because our phone lines are so jammed up. And so many people, you know, they try to call in and they can't get through. And here we've got you coming through, and tomorrow's your birthday. And guess what? They know when it's our birthdays or there's, you know, special times.
No,
and I think it's kind of cool that your brother's able to kind of step in and just, you know, wish you happy birthday and give you some kind of a little message. It isn't much when we're able to do these phone calls and these little tiny mini readings. We just don't have the time to get much information for you, but we do hope that it helps just a little bit, you know, just have that little mini connection.
Yeah.
You know?
It did. It absolutely did. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Anything else you want to add, Eliza? You getting anything else?
Yeah. He just wants you to know I didn't have pain, and he said it just like that. So,
okay.
For your information. Okay. You know how we always wonder that? But he says it's important that she knows I didn't have pain. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so
that
welcome.
That means so
you're
much.
You're so welcome. Good.
All righty. Jennifer, thanks so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. It did. Thank you.
All right.
Happy
Best
birthday
of luck to
again.
You.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You be well. Wow, we're getting a lot of callers tonight. All right, let's get to our next call. We have Kanisha calling in from Georgia. Are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Kanisha?
It's Tanisha with a T.
Tanisha. Okay, I didn't hear it correctly. Okay, well, welcome to the show. And would
you
like to have a little mini reading,
excited.
Or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading.
Okay, Eliza.
All right. Hi, Tanisha with a T. How's your night, Jen?
Hi, Eliza. It's going great.
Good. Good. Good to hear. Did you have a friend that passed?
No, not a friend.
Because I'm seeing a friend.
Somebody
I'm
very
saying,
close to.
Okay, but I'm seeing if they said the friend is okay. I keep hearing that. So, all right, we'll keep moving forward. Because sometimes they fill me in later of why I'm hearing friend. Someone is standing behind you with a big hug. And when I see that, it's usually either a boyfriend or spouse or really good friend. Guy friend or something of that nature. Is that who you're wanting to connect with?
No.
Okay. But I do see a very strong man standing behind you and watching over you and guarding you. And just letting you know. And he's just saying, he's very polite. He's coming through. Well, I'm happy to be here. He said it just like that. Very polite.
Over. We didn't have the strongest relationship, but I actually feel like after he's crossed, we became closer, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Because he's standing literally behind you with big shoulders and strong arms, and he wants to be remembered strong, okay?
Okay.
All right. He said you did nothing wrong. It was all me. Wow.
Huh. Okay.
Hold on. I'm writing. I write and the information comes in through my pen. And I just see him just going back and forth towards the end. He's showing me I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. Did he have that with going, you know, he was kind of like conscious and unconscious, in and out.
Parkinson's disease. So,
because you weren't there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, in and out. And he said that it was scary at first, and then he saw looks like his mother or grandmother that comes through to him on the other side, and he was able to transition then. So, I'm glad that you're connecting with him. That's wonderful. He's seen you out, he said. I don't know what that means. Like going out and having some fun, I guess. Outside. Do you have any children? He said, take care of all the babies.
Well, I have a daughter who is deceased.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Oh, the babies. Okay, because he's talking about the babies, and I love the fact that he gently brought that in. Now he said that loud and clear in my ears. She's with me, just like that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Did she cross over before he did?
No, she didn't.
Afterward, okay.
But they were close. Fairly close, within a few years.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough. Tough thing to go through.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard.
Mom, don't worry about me. Interesting. I'm getting really a lot of tightness in my throat. I'm not quite sure that have something to do with her passing. Cause
not her throat, no.
But I see that, like, breathing, throat, just there. Things are closing up. So she's just saying, "I'm okay, Mom." I think she said it like 10 times in my head.
Okay.
Because you wonder, you know.
Oh,
I'm also seeing hearts as you're talking, Eliza. I'm seeing heart. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that a symbol, Tanisha, for you?
A heart.
Yeah, like hearts, or, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you might see a heart-shaped thing, and it might, you know, remind you of her, or sometimes we have these triggers, right, like where there's something symbolic that happens, or we see something, and there's something about hearts.
We do have a few of those, but I haven't had any hearts yet.
Okay, but you've had a few signs. Okay.
Yes.
I was seeing this as hearts. Maybe it's not the sign that you're getting. Maybe it's kind of symbolic for just kind of expressing love or whatever, but that's the way I was seeing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did see something that, so the way it works for me, if it's a synchronous event, right, not like a coincidence, you might be opening a drawer to look at some pictures or photos or something and then find something else that you weren't expecting to find, like two things that happened together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's synchronicity.
Okay.
Watch for something with hearts around this, though. I'm not sure how it will come in. You know, sometimes I'll get things like this and it hasn't happened yet, but just kind of keep your eyes open, okay? Could be a hello from spirit and just their way of letting us know that they're around us, they're aware of what's taking place, and they love us. You know, love is forever, right?
Yeah.
Anything else you're getting, Eliza?
Do you know if... I just keep hearing teddy bear. Did you have a teddy bear of hers, or did she have a teddy bear on her bed?
Oh, yeah, animals. I have one of hers that I knitted a sweater and put it on the bear, so it's sitting out where I see it. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, because she's just saying that is something that makes her happy that you did that for her. I love that.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. And you can hug it and think of her and close your eyes.
All righty. Okay. Well, Tanisha, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a little.
Thank you both. What a gift. I really appreciate it.
Alrighty.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Alrighty. Let's get to our next caller. We have Katie calling in from New Jersey. Katie, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Hi, thank you. I'm here with my mom. We'd like a mini reading. Well, I'd like a mini reading, but she's sitting with me here.
Okay. All righty. Turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Katie. What is your mom's name? Hi, Mom.
My mom's name is Maggie. Hello.
Maggie. Okay, Maggie and Katie. Wow, this is no mistake that you guys are here tonight for some reason. Here's one very important person between both of you, right?
Yes.
I mean, this person is just jumping up and down like, yes, I'm here.
Oh, my
so excited
oh God.
To be here.
That's great.
Yeah. Let me see what else. Is this a, I don't know, I'm picking up an actually a couple people. There's a male and a female, but the female was jumping up and down. And then the male
was
the terrible one. Okay. did she pass younger?
Well, she was in her 60s, so yeah, I would
yeah,
consider her
young.
Younger.
Yeah. Okay, is this your sister, Maggie?
It's my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law, okay. But she's overly excited. Just like
that's
oh,
this. That would
yes,
be, that would be
yes,
this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love her. I love her personality.
Yes.
So much
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely.
You know, she's like the
very
system.
Much
I was
fun.
The
we
life of
the
party.
Party.
I was the life of the party.
Yes, that's for sure.
She sends her love. Please tell everyone, she said. Was she ill before she passed? I'm just feeling sickness in my stomach that always tells me she was ill, maybe.
Yes, she had ovarian cancer.
That's the worst. Okay,
yes.
I was the life of the party. She said, please remember me, like, bubbly and happy and with all my hair. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
It's important. It's important to her. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, is there another person, Katie?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Is this the male that was standing there?
Yes.
Okay. This isn't your dad, is it?
It is.
I said that very cautiously because I feel like he's so missed by not just you two.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, of course.
The man had like a heart of gold. Okay.
Absolutely. That was him.
And,
yes.
Wow. I'm getting shivers all over and that always tells me that he is just like the silent presence and he's still there
yes
with you.
I feel him every day.
Wow. That's great that he is still hanging out. We'll get back to your mother, your sister-in-law real quick here. Does she have a son? She just showed me a younger male that she's concerned about.
That would probably be my youngest.
Okay.
She didn't have any children, but she was always
okay
concerned about him.
Yeah, and she just said, she kind of
yeah
like just says it like it is kind of personality and just says,
oh,
you know,
yes,
he just has
doubt
to get his act together. Just get your act together. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, there's a few little things going on.
Mm-hmm. So just let him know that she's watching over him and he better get it together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Will do.
Now, I'm going to jump in here
real
quick.
Go ahead, Doreen. Please do.
Hi.
Katie and Maggie, I'm getting this mail as you were connected. You know, I'm picking up on things, right? And so I heard him say, two peas in a pod, and he's talking about the two of you. And
yeah,
I think it's his way of saying you guys are like so much alike, or you could finish each other's sentences. And it was in a very lighthearted way. But so does that make sense? Why I'm getting that?
Yeah, it absolutely
okay
makes sense.
Okay,
all
right.
He used to tell me all the time, "You're her mother, not her friend. You're not her sister."
Two peas in a pod. That's how he showed me.
Yes.
And I actually heard him say those words. So, you know, just now he's kind of thinking the same way, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What else do you have, Eliza? Anything else?
They're together right now for this mini reading, and they're taking two glasses of wine, one in each, you know, each one has, and they're going, cheers. Cheers for us. Like, be happy for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, celebration of life, I hear, loud and clear. Was that with both of them?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really crazy. We didn't do the
traditional.
Yeah, the traditional. We actually had a celebration of life with music at a restaurant.
Instead of a wake and a funeral, we did a celebration of life.
With the wine and glasses and everybody toasting.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm having a hot flash here.
So that just means that they are with us when we're having those celebrations and celebrating their lives. You know, they're around us. They're with us during those times. And this is why they bring these types of things up in a mediumship reading, to let us know that they're aware, you know?
Yeah.
So that's very cool. That's a very cool thing. Alrighty, I think we're going to leave it there. But thank you, ladies, so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Very awesome. Yes, so. Thank you, ladies,
thank you very much. Well, you're welcome.
You have
all the best.
Thank you so much. Blessings, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. This show goes so quickly. I think we have time to get in another call here before we have to wrap it up. Do we have Anne calling in from Arizona? Are you with us, Anne?
I am, yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
A mini reading, please.
Okay, try to speak up just a little bit so we can hear you a little bit louder. We need to hear your voice in order to connect. And I'll turn you
over
to Eliza.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yes, that's better. Thanks.
Okay, Anne. I'm from Arizona. I'm calling from Arizona. So it's very warm. No, I'll rephrase that. It is blisteringly hot right now.
For sure.
Did you like it that way? Oh, my gosh. I got out of my car today, and I was just so, like, I could put a crayon on the ground, and it would melt in 3 seconds. But anyway, okay.
Definitely.
Wow. The first thing I heard was heavy heart regarding, I'm assuming you want a mini reading, or is this more advice reading?
Yeah.
Mini reading. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm for some reason seeing I-10 because I used to travel that way to go down. Do you know anyone that used to drive on I-10, or what's the I-10 significance?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. I'm just seeing, and we'll just leave it there and we'll keep moving forward. There's multiple people on the other side, one after another after another. Oh, I'm writing, see what comes in. Was there a few people you wanted to connect with? Because I feel like there's a party right now.
Just one.
Just one. Okay. Is this a male husband?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Husband, oh, he just keeps saying, I'm sorry. Sorry to leave you. That's a heavy heart. He shows me you guys having a nice dinner together. Remember those times?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to connect with you a lot lately, he says. But are you questioning when you have like a thought or a vision or a dream?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he says, just know that it is me. I'm really trying to connect with you to let you know I'm here. Okay. I know it's a natural feeling to question it because we miss them so much. Do you have a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. He's helping her too. Okay. I get, he wants her to know that he's trying to connect with her too. Was there limited speech, limited opportunities to talk at the end of his life to you to say
yes.
some things? Because he says that yes. I didn't get to say everything. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we weren't able to say goodbye.
So he's, oh, he's so sweet. He said, this isn't goodbye. I'm with you. I'm here with you. He's with you in the car, too. Maybe that's the I-10 thing. Okay. He said, take your time with relaxing. Take your time with just accepting this. Has it been fairly recent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
February.
Oh, my goodness. That's really recent. Take your time. And he said that sometimes there's people that are trying to help you, and you're trying so hard to just say, you have no idea. And it's just hard because they don't understand. So he just wants to reassure you he is around you, and that there also is a female on the other side, maybe a grandmother, that wants to give you that feeling of you're going to be okay. But right now it's still very heavy and very difficult, and just give yourself that nurturing time right now. Okay. Doreen, are you picking up on anything?
You know, the only thing I was getting is there some sort of anniversary coming up, Anne? Something that's marked on the calendar, like either the end of this month or sometime in July. I feel like I want to say it's within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
No, our wedding anniversary is September 1st. It's a little ways off.
September 1st. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling like it's not a birthday, because I kind of get that a little bit different. I feel like it's an anniversary. It's marking something, marking a date on the calendar, and that he wants to call your attention to that or mention something mm-hmm. about that. I mean, I could be a little bit off about the time, because it really feels more like anniversary and not birthday, but to just know that, you know, they don't forget those things. They remember, mm-hmm. they acknowledge, and most importantly, when that difficult date comes up, because he's not here anymore, celebrate his life. Have a toast. You know, we get so caught up in mourning for our loss that we forget that, you know, we need to celebrate their lives, because they really love that when we do that. They love being honored and remembered and celebrated. So, listen, when that anniversary comes around, make sure you're doing that, because he'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
He will be with you in spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said this before, I always say this, love is forever. Relationships are forever. Just because
yeah.
you're here and you have somebody on the other side doesn't mean the relationship has ended. It has not. So, you know, try to remind yourself of that. And maybe even do a little bit of a meditation where you're doing some, you know, deep breathing and just kind of focusing in on whatever that love was that you guys had together, whatever was good that you shared, remember that, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, they will be around us. They know when we're doing that. So, you know, try to keep that in mind, and I hope that that helps just a little bit. We're going to leave it there with you, though, Anne. I hope this helped you a little bit today.
It did. It did. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
You be well.
You're welcome, Anne.
Well, we
Thank
are
you.
Just about out of time, and this hour always speeds by. It goes so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us this evening. And, Eliza, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, through my website, which will have my email connection.
Okay, it's www.elizaray.com. And I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. And, of course, you'll be able to check out all of the events that we host and so much more. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And Joe Peretta will be back next month hosting Mediums and Messages, and I'll be joining him on the air as the guest medium for July. So we'll both see you back here next month. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.